Thanks, Damien, and good afternoon. The Del Norte County Sheriff's Office reports that an adult male drowned in the Smith River on Tuesday afternoon. The sheriff's search and rescue team responded to a call that a 13-year-old boy was in the river and in distress across from Van Deventer Park. The next call reported seeing the body of the adult male who may have been in the company of a group of children who were also swimming in the river. By the time search and rescue reached the scene, the man had been pulled out of the water and was pronounced dead at the scene. His name is being withheld pending notification of next of kin. Sheriff's deputies and the County Drug Task Force served a search warrant at a residence on Highway 36 in Dinsmore on Tuesday and arrested four people after discovering a large commercial marijuana growing operation. Deputies arrested four people, 29-year-old Angel Goldo, 27-year-old Ivan Stefano DiBiase Jr., 49-year-old Ivan Stefano DiBiase Sr., all from Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and a transient, 35-year-old Andre Dodman Hanright. Deputies confiscated more than 2,000 growing marijuana plants, 15 pounds of processed bud, $2,200 in cash, and about 3 pounds of hash. In addition to cultivation and possession charges, the four suspects are facing a long list of environmental charges for illegal water diversion from Van Dusen River, illegal clear-cutting, and violations of fish and game regulation. All four men were booked into the county jail. Sheriff Mike Downey is hosting a community meeting at the Blue Lake Grange tonight from 6 until 7:30, and the residents of the city of Blue Lake are welcome and encouraged to attend. The sheriff and command staff will be on hand to answer questions about law enforcement efforts in the city and the city's contract with the sheriff's office. Sheriff Downey will also discuss forming neighborhood watch programs in the city and address residents' concerns about law enforcement. And Eureka Police and fire investigators are investigating a series of fires in downtown trash cans. Dan Squire has a report.
Eureka Police and the Humboldt Bay Fire Department are investigating a series of fires set in downtown trash cans and dumpsters as cases of suspected arson. Humboldt Bay Fire responded to an incident in the early morning hours on Tuesday and found two trash cans near the 600 block of 6th Street on fire. The fire caused damage to the outside of an adjacent building before it was extinguished. There were two similar incidents in the early morning hours on Sunday, with fires set at two locations on 5th Street. Police and fire officials are investigating four other incidents in downtown Eureka that are deemed suspicious. Anyone with information is asked to contact authorities.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Other than city council races and the odd ballot initiative, the ballot in November will be free of countywide races now that all elected offices in county government have been decided. Supervisor Estelle Fennell, who is considering a run for re-election in 2014, points out that running a campaign is never a simple operation. It takes a lot of help from a lot of people, and you have to have focus on courting the entire electorate.
Well, I think there are two aspects to running for office. One is ensuring that the people that already know you and they trust in that job, that they get out and vote. So there's a get out the vote aspect. And then the other is to reach those people who really genuinely cannot figure out who is the better candidate.
Fennell points out that meeting and greeting people is still the best way to establish a relationship with the people that you hope to represent as an elected official.
Every vote is important, really, and the more you have a chance to get in touch with people, the more likely it is that they'll understand where you're coming from. I know that was surely true for me, just going door to door and meeting with people so they could get a chance to have a one-on-one and talk about the issues that were important to them. It helped me. It's still helping me in terms of what kind of decisions to make and what to prioritize.
Estelle Fennell was appearing on KINS Talk Shop with Brian Papstein. And that's news for KINS News and Information. I'm Dave Silverbrand.